You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Back to Moshe. So one of the reports that they brought was that they look like grasshoppers in their eyes. Malach, kachagavim. You remember? Yes? So Rashi HaKadosh says, how did they know that they look like a grasshopper to their eyes? You didn't wonder? No? What do you wonder usually? No, you didn't answer my question.
I don't know.
About if it's cold in Bet Knesset?
That was my last question.
So how did they know they look like a grasshopper in their eyes? How? Huh? What's that? No, so it had some type of impression, no? Rashi HaKadosh says that they heard. What did they hear?
That it looks like a grasshopper?
No, no, no. Why, you don't learn Rashi during the week? Oy, boy, boy. Ay, ay, ay. Rashi HaKadosh says they heard that there are ants. Now people look like an ant in their vineyard. Sorry? They heard they saying that there are ants. They were looking at them just like ants. So the giants. Oh, Hasekei Baruch. We are waiting somebody to ask this question. So now it makes it more difficult. Because they gave a report that, what?
They look like ants.
No, you're not listening. You're not listening.
Yeah.
That they look like
grasshopper
in their eyes. And how did they know that? How did they know?
Because they
heard them
and they look at them like
they were
ants.
Exactly. They heard that they're noticing them as the signs of the ant. So what happened now?
So
which one, ants or grasshopper?
So they made it up the grasshopper.
They made it up?
Yeah.
Oh, they made it up. Rabbeinu Ovadia Mibartinura Zatzal bring a very, very powerful message. And that is, if you think of yourself as a grasshopper, people look at you as an ant. Now, Rabbeinu Ovadia Mibartinura is presenting a very, very powerful psychology, and it is the inner strength that give yourself, whatever you think about yourself, people, they think of you less. So if you think of yourself as a grasshopper, so then people look at you as an ant. If you think of yourself as an elephant, so then people look at you as
cow.
A cow. So that means the value, the strength that you think yourself that you are all about, then people think of you less. It's a very powerful message. So that means to be able that everybody thirsty for success, money, kabod, name, in Ruchni, in Gashmi. So that means if you feel weak, people think of you
weaker.
Beautiful, very nice. Happen to be a dialogue that was going on with two ladies. They were talking to each other, and usually they don't talk. You know, there's this exceptional matter. The one was complaining about her husband. That also never happens. And she was saying, you know, and I don't know what I go through. My husband is not organized. You know, his shoes, you know, is in the kitchen. The socks is in the dining room. You know, never cleans after himself. So the other one said, how come you don't tell him? Tell him! You know, I have to be organized. What kind of attitude is this? So you think I should tell him? Say, yeah, tell him. Say, did you tell your husband? He said, of course I told him. So you say, what happened? He said, I haven't seen him since then. It's a true story. What happened? You know, and I like to do things, you know, as we like. You know, you think, you know, that's how much I can do. What do you want from me? You have to be happy with whatever, you know, what I am. As a matter of fact, it was an interesting project at school. That, you know what gray is? What color gray is? Gray. You know what color it is?
Yeah. Black. Light black.
No, gray is not brown. Gray is not brown. And you know what color is white?
All the colors.
No, white is not gray.
No, white is not gray, of course.
Oh. You know that?
Yes.
And that the study was done, like, let's say you put your siddurim back. How come you put the gray next to the white?
They match better.
Yeah?
Yeah?
But gray should be next to gray. And gray and brown should be next to the brown. Why you mix it up? Why? Well, for example, let's say you have Persian Siddur, you have Tehillim, and then you have brown Siddur, for example. And you have, why do you put a Persian Siddur on the Tehillim? Ajaba. What kind of attitude is this? So how does it matter? No, why you so picky? It really doesn't matter, but the psychology is very, very frustrating. And that is, if you don't know to put the gray next to the gray and white next to the white, for sure you speak when you should not speak. You eat when you're not supposed to eat. Why? Because your mind is not disciplined. You mix up things. Why? Because, you know, what difference does it make? But it makes a lot of difference. Why? Because when in one aspect you're not organized, you're not disciplined, your mentality, the way you speak, the way you sit, the way you move, the way you make noise, exactly the same way. Why? Because you don't know when is what and what is when.
So how do you organize the child that the room is always messy, the clothes is all over, the shoes is all over?
As a matter of fact, it's a beautiful question. Very nice question. As the mother told the kid, go clean your room. So then the kid came back. He said, "Did you clean your room?" I said, yeah. So the mother goes and check it. And sees, wow, it's balagan, everything upside down. I said, what is this? You clean your room? He said, look at my Abba's desk. It's worse than my room. So what do you expect? You tell your kid to go clean your room, but your desk is messy. So that means he analyzed it, that cleaning means that messy table. That's how he understands it. He doesn't know what cleaning means. He doesn't know. That's how people grow up. Through the years and years and years and years, they felt, you know, this is white, you put it next to the white. This is gray, you put it next to the gray. But he never learned this. And you see years and years and years and years, he just put it in there. Why? Because that's how he was trained. And you know his mentality, the way he sees, the way he comes, he goes, exactly, just putting and placing white siddur next to the brown. Why? Why you do this? What difference does it make? And he grew up in a mentality, so what? What difference does it make? Every step of his life, so what does it matter? It matters. It matters a lot. And that's what exactly here we see, that when you feel like a malach, people look at you as a ant. As an ant. Why? He said, that's all I can do. No. You don't put the Persian siddur on the tehillim. That's not how you should act. And that's a foundation to be able to grow, to be a better person, to elevate. But when you don't know discipline, all your life is going to be messy, and trouble and headache. And that's the beautiful message that Rabbeinu Obadiah Ben Tanura is teaching us. Hashem is like, to place the siddur next to the right one. And Hashem is like,
listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.